from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca, reporting Syrian ceasefire enduring nicely on its third day. The ceasefire in Syria is indeed hanging in there, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said today, that despite some incidents, the cessation of hostilities is largely holding. He also said a multinational task force monitoring the truce is working to make sure violations do not spread and the halt in fighting can continue. The ceasefire began Saturday, and there have been multiple claims of violations by both sides. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani and his allies have won 15 out of Tehran's 16 seats in election for the country's important assembly of experts. Ohio State University scholar Alam Payin tells VOA the assembly is a very important body in the Iranian government.
The assembly of experts, there's a possibility that probably that Akbar Hashimi Rafsanjani, who was the former president long time ago, probably about 15, 16 years ago, so he will probably replace Ayatollah Khamenei, who is now 76 years old. So that's one, which is the Assembly of the Experts, which is 88-member body.
Mr. Rafsanjani is known for his more progressive views. Unofficial tallies show reformists and moderates winning many seats in the Iranian elections. Authorities in Somalia said today at least 30 people were killed in Sunday's double bomb attack by al-Shabaab militants in the town of Beidawa. The attacks came 48 hours after two massive explosions killed 25 people and wounded nearly 60 others in Mogadishu. Al-Shabaab claim responsibility for those bombings as well. They carry out frequent attacks in Somalia, often targeting government officials and African Union troops. This is VOA News. Islamic State militants launched twin suicide attacks on the western and eastern outskirts of the Iraqi capital Baghdad on Sunday, killing dozens of people. In a surprise assault, three suicide bombers and gunmen in trucks stormed into an area 25 kilometers west of the town of Baghdad. Hours later, the extremists carried out a double bombing in Baghdad's northeastern suburb of Sadr City, killing at least 24 people. The mainly Shiite suburb has been a focal point for sectarian violence for years. Pakistan has executed a man who killed a powerful governor who had opposed the country's blasphemy laws. Mumtaz Qadri, a member of police's elite force, was part of the team guarding Punjab's governor Salman Taseer in January of 2011 when Qadri shot Governor Taseer nearly 30 times in broad daylight in Islamabad. Qadri was hanged earlier today. U.S. presidential candidates are using today to make a last push for support before voters in 11 states have their say in who should be the nominees for the Democratic and Republican parties. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump is holding events in Virginia and Georgia, while Marco Rubio is campaigning in Arkansas. Ted Cruz is focusing his efforts in his home state of Texas. Democrat Hillary Clinton and her rival Bernie Sanders are coming off Clinton's big win in the state of South Carolina over the weekend. Struggles continue for the worldwide Catholic Church, this time in Australia. The Vatican's chief finance officer says the Catholic Church, in his words, mucked things up in its dealings with pedophile priests. Australian Cardinal George Pell, too weak to travel to his homeland, testified Sunday from a hotel in Rome via a video link to the Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Sexual Abuse in Sydney. He told the commission, "I'm not here to defend the indefensible." The issue of pedophilia within the Roman Catholic Church was given special attention at last night's Academy Awards as the movie Spotlight won the coveted Best Picture Award. The movie, which achieved immense critical acclaim, portrays the pedophilia scandal that hit the Roman Catholic Church in the city of Boston. Spotlight was a special investigative unit for the Boston Globe newspaper. Top honors for acting in the 88th Annual Awards went to Leonardo DiCaprio for his role in the film The Revenant.
Making The Revenant was about man's relationship to the natural world, a world that we collectively felt in 2015 as the hottest year in recorded history. Our production needed to move to the southern tip of this planet just to be able to find snow. Climate change is real. It is happening right now. It is the most urgent threat facing our entire species.
Best actress went to Brie Larson for the movie Room. Alicia Vikander and Mark Rylance won Best Supporting Awards for acting. And this is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.